Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Taxes, for Small Businesses Quick Start. Guide by Clydebank Business is a practical orientation to the tax realities that come with running a small company in the United States. Aimed at sole proprietors, early-stage startups, and LLC owners, the book focuses on the forms, deadlines, and decision points that tend to confuse new business operators, especially when personal and business finances overlap. Rather than treating taxes as a once-a-year event, it frames tax management as an ongoing workflow tied to record-keeping, cash flow planning, and smart entity choices. Readers can expect guidance on identifying taxable income, tracking deductible expenses, understanding self-employment taxes, and preparing for quarterly estimated payments. The Quick Start approach emphasizes clarity and action, helping owners create repeatable routines and avoid common penalties. Whether you are launching your first side business or formalizing an existing operation, the book provides a structured overview designed to reduce anxiety and increase confidence when dealing with the IRS and state agencies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, choosing the right business structure and understanding tax effects. A central theme for new owners is that legal structure influences taxes, paperwork, and risk. The book highlights how a sole proprietorship typically funnels business results onto a personal return, making taxes feel simple at first, while still carrying major responsibilities like self-employment tax and estimated payments. It then clarifies why many founders consider forming an LLC, which often provides liability protection while keeping tax treatment flexible. The discussion focuses on how default tax rules generally work and what changes when an LLC is taxed, like a pass-through entity, versus making an election that can alter payroll and reporting duties. The practical value is in connecting structure to day-to-day operations, how you open accounts, how you pay yourself, what forms you might file, and what records you must keep. By comparing common paths for startups and small service businesses, the book helps readers anticipate the administrative overhead of each option and make decisions based on profitability, complexity tolerance, and long-term goals. It encourages planning early so that tax season does not become a crisis-driven scramble. Secondly, taxable income basics and how small businesses get taxed. Small business taxes become manageable once owners understand what counts as income, what counts as an expense, and how profit flows into tax calculations. The book explains the concept of business profit as revenue minus ordinary and necessary expenses, then connects that figure to federal and often state obligations. It emphasizes that taxes are not only about income tax, but also include self-employment tax for many owners, and potentially sales tax, payroll taxes, and local fees depending on the business model. The guidance typically separates cash movement from tax reality, reminding readers that money received is not always profit and money spent is not always deductible. It also addresses why documentation matters, receipts, invoices, bank statements, and consistent categorization support accurate reporting and reduce audit risk. For startups, it is especially important to understand how early losses may be treated and how startup costs can be handled within IRS guidelines. By presenting core principles in plain language, the book gives owners a framework for predicting tax liability, setting pricing with taxes in mind, and avoiding the surprise of owing money that was never set aside. Thirdly, deductions, credits, and common expense categories to track. One of the most valuable ways small business owners reduce their tax burden is by properly capturing deductions and, where applicable, credits. The book focuses on the habit of tracking expenses throughout the year and categorizing them in a way that aligns with typical tax reporting. It covers frequent categories such as home office considerations, business mileage and vehicle costs, equipment and software, professional services, advertising, travel rules, and insurance. It underscores that deductibility hinges on clear business purpose and credible records, not just having spent money. The guidance also helps owners distinguish between personal and business costs, a frequent problem for sole proprietors and new LLCs. Another key area is depreciation and the treatment of larger purchases, which can affect whether expenses are deducted immediately or spread over time. By clarifying these mechanics at a high level, the book helps readers build a simple system to capture transactions, attach proof, and reconcile accounts. The result is not only improved compliance, but better business insight, since organized expense data makes it easier to evaluate profitability, control costs, and plan investments. Fourthly, estimated taxes, deadlines, and avoiding penalties. Many small business owners struggle because tax payments are not automatically withheld like they are for W-2 employees. The book addresses this by explaining why estimated taxes exist, who is likely to need them, and how quarterly payments can prevent underpayment penalties and cash flow shocks. It connects estimated payments to forecasting, projecting income, estimating deductible expenses, and setting aside a percentage of revenue to cover federal and state obligations. The book also highlights the importance of knowing key deadlines and filing requirements, including extensions and the consequences of late filing versus late payment. For startups with irregular revenue, the practical advice is to create a conservative plan that can be updated as sales patterns emerge. It also discusses how to handle the first year of business when prior year tax data is limited, and how to build a rhythm that includes monthly bookkeeping check-ins and quarterly reviews. By treating deadlines as part of operations rather than emergencies, the book helps owners reduce stress, maintain compliance, and protect working capital for payroll, inventory, and growth. Lastly, record-keeping systems and working with tax professionals. Taxes are easier when records are clean, separated, and consistent. The book emphasizes foundational practices such as using dedicated business bank accounts, maintaining organized digital or physical receipts, and keeping a simple chart of categories that mirrors common tax lines. It explains how good bookkeeping supports not only accurate tax filing, but also better decision-making, because owners can see margins, spot trends, and justify deductions. The book also outlines when it makes sense to move beyond DIY and consult a CPA or enrolled agent, such as during rapid growth, hiring employees, multi-state activity, or complex deductions. It encourages readers to treat a tax professional as a planning partner rather than a last-minute form preparer. Practical preparation steps include compiling financial statements, reconciling accounts, documenting major purchases, and keeping notes on unusual transactions. For LLCs and startups, it also reinforces the importance of maintaining separation between personal and business activity to protect liability boundaries and avoid messy tax questions. Overall, the book presents record-keeping as a scalable habit. Start simple, build routines early, and upgrade tools as complexity increases. In conclusion, this book fits new and early-stage small business owners who want a clear path through taxes without getting lost in technical jargon. Sole proprietors, freelancers, side hustlers turning into real businesses, and LLC owners who handle their own finances will benefit most, especially if they feel unsure about estimated payments, deductions, or how business profit becomes personal tax liability. The biggest life benefit is reduced uncertainty when you understand what to track, when to pay, and how to categorize income and expenses. Taxes stop being a looming threat and become a predictable operating cost. That predictability supports healthier cash flow, more confident pricing, and fewer end-of-year surprises. The book is also valuable because it ties tax concepts to daily business habits like record-keeping and account separation, which can improve decision-making beyond taxes. Compared to many small business tax resources that either overwhelm readers with legal detail or focus only on filing season, this quick-start style approach emphasizes systems, routines, and the most common scenarios faced by startups and small operators. For readers who want a straightforward overview that helps them take action, it is a worthwhile purchase and a strong foundation before diving into deeper tax references or professional advice. If you would like to support ClydeBank Business, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.